Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. We continued in our series this week called Illuminate, where we're talking about how the light of the gospel makes everything new, directs our life, and even helps us to know who we are. We talked about last week how there's a veil over our eyes, and the gospel gives us light to see things new. This week, we really talked about focus and how where you focus determines your direction. We started out in chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. Here's what it says. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is reproducing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Now, if you think about what he's saying, Paul had been talking about how, you know, that he had felt a lot of suffering. He had been attacked. He had been beaten and shipwrecked. All these things that have gone on in his life, he's basically saying that his light, momentary light afflictions are far outweighed by the eternal weight of glory that he's looking forward to. So he's focusing on this eternal weight of glory. But he says to all those who are suffering, you and I, all the things that we have that are affliction, he's saying these are light and momentary afflictions. Now think about that, because I know, if you're anything like me, that when I'm in the midst of suffering, some situation, a circumstance, whether it's relational or whether it is with my job or with my kids or my spouse or my family, my health, any of those things that are afflictions never seem light. In fact, I'm usually begging God to make it change, to fix it. And what Paul is saying there is that in light of glory, eternal glory, these things really are light and momentary. His focus is so fixated on heaven, on eternal things that you can't see, that these things that we can see really seem like a small distraction to his focus. His direction is so fixated, if you will. I mean, I don't know what eternal glory looks like. I only imagine it in my head. Maybe you've thought like that. I think there's been times in my life when I've thought about heaven, I've thought about dying, I've had family members who I love dearly to pass on, and I think sometimes about heaven and about the beauty of maybe being reunited with them. But I think Paul understood something about Christ, that for him in Philippians 1:21, he says, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." In other words, he's saying, for to me to live means Christ in me, Christ working through me, others benefiting from my life. But to die would be gain. It would be like getting more of Christ. So in his mind, the fixation on eternal glory isn't just, you know, meeting up with loved ones or maybe being away from present physical ailments or afflictions, but the whole thought of being with Christ, being in his presence, being in his glory, so far outweighs these afflictions that the afflictions seem light. I don't know what heaven is like, but it must be so amazing that everything that we experience must seem really small. Now, I don't know if that encourages you, but I just want you to consider that whatever it is you're going through right now, those who are followers of Christ will one day be reunited with Christ in a way that your physical body will not limit you from experiencing the Lord. I want you to imagine a time in your future where you get to see him without any sin, without any distraction, without time limits. Finding that in your heart to fixate on will determine your direction in life. And I think what you see will change your steps as you focus on the Lord. So wherever you're at right now, I'm just going to pray for you, and I just want you to lead you in prayer. Father, I believe that you want us to fixate on you, on your Son, on one day being with you. You tell us to cast our eyes upon you. You are the author and perfecter of our faith. God, I pray that you would help us to do that even right now. Wherever you're at, just take a second to pray, to lay down light and momentary afflictions at the feet of the Lord and fixate your eyes on him. Just tell him right now that you're going to cast your eyes on him. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Hope it's been a blessing to you. Till next time, take care.